So the process that we want to offer you today for imagining your desire goes like this. We invite you to take a moment and just take a very deep breath. Take a moment to take a deep breath and to realize that you are in the right place at the right time, right here, right now. We invite you to turn your focus inward. You may have your eyes opened, you may have them closed, you may be moving around, you may be sitting still. Whatever it is that you're doing on the surface, out in the world of your creation, we invite you to turn your attention inward. We invite you to imagine, if you will, something that you like, that you would like to have more of. Either something that you've never encountered, only in your imagination, but not in physical terms, or something you're already quite familiar with and that you want more of. As you take a deep breath, just realize that whatever it is that you're imagining, you have it already. It's your imagination where all of your power lies. This is the single most important thing you ever do. Everything flows from this. Without this, without your imagination, nothing ever rises up to meet you. As you put your attention on what it is that you would like to have, we invite you to notice what it looks like first. Now, we use the word look, and we know that you may not imagine it visually, so it may be that you want to imagine what it sounds like, what it smells like, what it tastes like, what it feels like in terms of physical touch. But what you want to do is, whatever it is that you're imagining, you want to imagine yourself having that thing. And you want to see it, hear it, taste it, touch it, as though it were real, because it is the instruction that you're giving the universe of your thoughts. If you make it look like it's some sort of fantasy, unattainable, unhavable, then the universe of your thoughts will follow that direction. Imagining your desire means giving it reality. You're unlocking it and making it possible. Now that you know what the physical qualities are, now that you know what the physical nature of the imagining is, the tasting, the touching, the smelling, the seeing, the hearing, now turn your attention to how you're feeling. And you may feel a whole host of things. You may already be feeling some disappointment. You may be feeling some resentment. You may be feeling some expansion. You may be feeling some powerful relief. If you don't like the way you feel, now is the time to turn. Now, there's two things to remember. You cannot find a way to feel better about what you're imagining. Get out and stop now. Press stop. Don't keep going on, and don't try to fight this. Don't try to push against what you can't quite feel better about. Either start over again with something that feels better, or go do something else. How you feel is much more important than anything else, and there is no benefit to you to wrestling with your ideas. You can't quite get there vibrationally. Don't worry about it. There'll be other opportunities. Let the universe of your thoughts sort that out for you. But what you do want to look for is that feeling that feels better. And it may be just relief. And you always know what relief feels like. You always know what it feels like to take off a shoe that's too tight. And that's the feeling of relief. You always know what that feels like. But there's probably something bigger, something better, something more expansive than relief. Something that perhaps feels like freedom or joy or delight. Now, one of the things that we wouldn't shoot for if we were in your shoes is fireworks or rockets or big, huge explosions, exuberant joy, in other words. If we were in your shoes, what we would do is we would decide for something much simpler, just delight or joy. You may at this moment be thinking, wow, if I really had that thing, I would just be over the moon. And that might be true for the first few seconds or maybe a minute or two. But then what's going to last much longer is more of a feeling of satisfaction or completion or just relief. Those fireworks you can't sustain for very long, but what you can have again and again and again, more and more of, is joy, delight, happiness. So what you're looking here for is the actual feeling of the having of what it is that you're imagining. Because that's what you're going to do, is you're going to take these two things and marry them together, which you're doing right now. So now that you know what it looks like, tastes like, feels like, now we invite you to take that and combine it with how it feels to have it, the vibrational aspect. Very important. You're going to take the reality and you're going to inform it with a vibration. And that's what makes the reality real. You already got it. This isn't difficult. It's actually very close and right up next to you. You don't have to go looking far and wide to find it. You've got it. It's simple. And the more you do this, the more you'll realize that. The more you take time to stop, turn your attention inward, focus on what it is that you're wanting, and then let yourself actually have it, the easier and easier and easier it will get to have this experience. The more and more in tune with yourself, you'll notice yourself being, until finally you realize that you do all of this imagining all of the time. Most of it is not conscious. You can make it conscious, but you don't have to. So the final thing that we want to invite you to do in the imagining of your desire is to now cut it loose. Let it go. When we say let it go, we're not talking about opening your hand to release a pencil. It's actually much simpler than that. You let this idea go off into the universe of your thoughts and do its work. Now, there's one particular way that you can do this. You can just simply, again, press stop now and be done with it. But there's another thing you can also do. And that is, you can sit there for a moment in your chair or stand there for a moment right where you are, take another deep breath, once again, pick up the thread of the practicality, what it looks like, what it tastes like, what it feels like to the touch, and combine that with the vibration, the relief, the joy, the happiness, the delight, the better feeling experience, whatever it is. Take those two and hold them together. And hold them and feel the exuberance, the expansion, the deliciousness of the combining of the two. And let that carry you up, up, up until it crests, like a wave that rises and then falls. And as soon as you begin to feel the fall, let go, you're done. Turn to something else. Now, we'll go ahead and answer the question that we know will be asked, but feel free to ask it again and again as much as you want. Do I need to do this more than once? The metaphysical answer is no. The practical answer is, if it feels better, do it again. but only if it feels better, not to make yourself feel better, because that's not what we would do anything for, but only if it feels better in the determination to do it again. Final thing we want to say here is, do this again and again on lots of different things. Small things, big things, things that are easy, things that seem challenging. Play with it. Play with it as it feels better to play with it. And know that as much as you engage with yourself in this conscious way, you will be having more and more opportunities to engage yourself even more consciously with this, as it feels better and better and better to do so. In other words, you're going to get better and better at it. We don't mean practice makes perfect. We just mean practice makes it more interesting, makes it more relevant, because it's already perfect, and at the same time, it will never be perfect. Or as we like to say, it's perfect now, but you cannot perfect it further, except it will get better on its own. So just let yourself try, do, engage, experience, and find out what happens. And come back again and again and again as often as you want, as it feels better to do so. But if you find yourself being strung out or feel like you're trying hard, stop. Because part of being a conscious creator is to know when to get into the water and when to get out. And when it's time to get out, it's time to get out. And you know because of how it feels. Whenever an idea feels expansive, stay with it. When it feels contracting, turn to something else. Very simple, very easy, very powerful, indeed.